First off, what do you hope to see happen with any proposals towards transportation? What would you like to see come out of the legislature?
Well, you know, again, we kind of are trying to establish and set up the role for what, you know, the department itself's responsibility is here. And I think the main thing for us is to establish a baseline of knowledge about the transportation system, what further investment could mean for the citizens and taxpayers here, what the relative costs of that system are, and what the benefits are. And our role is really to be the educator for that and to really focus on the conditions of the infrastructure itself, to make sure that we're doing everything we can with the existing resources first. One of the things that I have noticed since I've been here is there is quite a gap, I think, between how people understand what and how they pay for and what they receive in terms of transportation. A lot of people confuse the general taxation with taxation for infrastructure, and it's not the case. It's paid for by user fees, primarily gas tax, license and registration fees, and motor vehicle sales taxes. That's the way we pay for transportation in this state. And I think people are surprised when they learn really ultimately how little they pay. And I think it's important for people to understand how it's paid for and what they get for their money. And that's part of what we're doing. We've actually created what we're calling a citizen's guide for transportation funding in Missouri. And we're excited to bring this information forward. It's not an ask. It's literally just describing how the process works, where the money comes from, and how it's invested.
We keep hearing that there's going to be a bit of a revenue shortfall. What are you thinking as far as how the immediate future looks for transportation in Missouri?
Well, again, what we're I think that's a legitimate and substantial issue for an incoming administration to grapple with, to figure out the general fund side of the house and what the issues are. I think that's going to be a primary focus early on in the new administration. I think that's an appropriate focus. So if what we're saying is that there'll be I don't take that as being less focused on transportation. I think those issues continue to be discussed around the state, everywhere that I go around the state, chambers of commerce, rotary clubs, and other groups that I've talked to. The needs are expressed readily. The desire to improve safety and reliability of this network and to expand economic opportunity are ways that I think a lot of people agree that additional investment is warranted. I think what it comes down to in public policy is how do we get there? How do we fund that? How do we deal with that? How do we work with our federal partners and with the local communities that we deal with here to drum up those resources and to have citizens feeling good that their money's being spent wisely. The work that we're doing, we continue to provide information into the discussion, and we look forward. I think it's going to be a very active legislative session, and I think it's something to really look forward to.
Have you talked to Governor-elect Greitens yet?
We've met with the transition team to already discuss the budget, and we've had a very good discussion about our budget needs coming up in the next fiscal year, and we look forward to more. We have more scheduled.
Have either you or him made any specific proposals or any ideas as far as fuel tax goes, as far as what Governor Nixon had been pressing for, turning I-70 into a toll road? Any specific examples of anything that's been brought up?
No, I think, you know, again, with a new administration, I think a lot of what needs to happen is really just discussions about where we are at the moment. With regard to tolling, we're actually looking at, I think, some interesting ways to consider maybe more of a hybrid approach to tolling. We're looking at the possibility of managed lanes, which is probably a little bit of a new concept to discuss, but one where we might be able to build a model where additional capacity might be told, just the additional capacity, and that could run parallel and in conjunction with the freeway. So existing two lanes on I-70, for instance, might be continue to be a freeway, and say a third lane creation might be told. So in that manner, people could make their individual choices based on the time value of their money that day to determine whether to jump into a less crowded lane of travel. And what we're really trying to look at is with a lot of the changing technologies and a lot of the changes in transportation, we're really looking at the models for capacity in a way that is looking to solve some of the congestion problems of today and really try to rethink the capital investment that's needed for substantial improvements along that corridor.
I recently saw a few articles regarding using solar stations at rest areas and maybe even a version of a smart highway that might still be, say, more than a half a century off in the future. Is there any specific groundwork that can be laid towards those right now or is being laid towards those right now?
That's a great question. We actually have what we call the Road to Tomorrow team, which is essentially a team of folks that have been working on this. As you may recall, we opened up to the public the I-70 corridor as kind of a testing ground for new technologies and ideas. And we've received over 350 ideas from the public. And we've been vetting those over the course of the last 18 months. And we have actually let RFPs on a number of, so we've got requests for proposals out there on a number of potential areas where the unique part of the way we're looking at it is, can the technology be leveraged with the infrastructure itself in a manner that might actually generate revenue toward the construction and the maintenance of the facility itself? And I think that's a unique way that Missouri's looking at this to see if we can aid in that. And I think the answer to that right now is we don't know. But what we have done is we've opened ourselves up to the possibility. For instance, with solar roadways, as you mentioned, the potential, we have a pilot program that we're actively looking at where we're spending a small amount of research money and are actually going to be installing solar panels on a sidewalk to start with on I-44 in Conway, probably be operational sometime in the spring. And that's an interesting thing to test because one of these concepts is that if in fact this works, the idea here is that you'd generate electricity for lighting, say LED lighting, potential for generating heat so that you could melt the snow on the roadway, you could have lighting on it so that you wouldn't have to stripe it, and the potential is very interesting from that regard in terms of future maintenance. But of course, this is very, very early in the stage. What we're trying to do is very practically dip our toes in the water and be open to the possibility without coming to the place where we divert substantial revenue or resources away from our core issues of road and bridge maintenance today.
Speaking of current needs, how's the budget and the revenues looking as far as just being able to maintain current roads and bridges?
In the past year, in this year since I've been here, you may recall this time probably 18 months ago, we were looking at a position where there were no new capital projects projected over a five-year period, where some of the maintenance was not going to be possible on a very large segment of the secondary road system, 26,000 miles of road. And we all looked at that, and certainly the commission looked at that as you know, to avoid that almost at any cost. And with the passage of the federal surface transportation bill about this time last year, I believe it was signed on the 4th of December last year, it was kind of a game changer for us. What it brought is stability to the federal dollar so that the state didn't have to incur all the risk of potential reimbursements coming from the federal government. It enabled us to take a somewhat less conservative approach toward the balance in our state road fund. And what we're doing is we are matching federal funds by drawing down resources in the road fund. We're doing that on a very planful basis over the course of the next 5 years. That, of course, is not sustainable, but it does help us in the near term. We are maintaining all of the roads that we have, not perfectly to the desire or the need that we would like in every area of the state, but we are not abandoning maintenance on these roadways, and that's very important for the state. And also the core revenue, we were able to incorporate this last December as well and into last January. They're really the core revenue, primarily gas tax, and the motor vehicle sales tax, those two primary areas had really upticked a bit because of the low gas prices and the movement in the economy. We incorporated those into our capital planning this past January and incorporated about a $40 million a year increase there. So over a five-year capital planning cycle, we added $200 million. And if you consider that there was concern about matching federal funds, on a 4-to-1 match, we brought in that $800 million over that period of time in federal funds. So that's a $1 billion increase to our capital budget. Now, we are still today in our projections of an average of about $800 million a year in total capital improvement budgets. We're still about $500 million below where we were in 2009 and 10. So we haven't pulled out entirely from where we were, but it's certainly at least temporarily in better condition than we were just a year ago. We feel good about that. We're putting projects out. We actually have a five-year capital improvement plan that has 855 projects in it. Most of these are taking care of the system projects. They're the meat and potatoes of transportation that are both our policymakers and our citizens have told us are important. And so we have well over 200 bridge deck replacements worked in there, a lot of pavement going on, a lot of safety improvements like shouldering, guardrails, those types of things that keep our citizens safe.
Well, speaking of federal, we're about to have a new president, not just a new governor. Have you or anyone from MoDOT or the Missouri State Transportation Commission been in touch with anyone from President-elect Trump's transition team or talked to anyone in Washington about what might happen under the new incoming president?
Well, we participate. I'm on the board of the AASHTO, which is the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials, and that's a big focus of a recent meeting that we had a couple weeks ago. The National Association is very involved, and we're very involved in that. The selection, I think, recently of the Transportation Secretary is a very good thing, and I believe that we will work very well with the Transportation Secretary. I believe our congressional delegation has very good relations there. And I think that's very good news for Missouri. I think Missouri issues, being a freight hub in this region, along with being a freight hub in this nation, our issues are the issues of the nation, and I think that's going to play out very well.
Before we wrap this up, if there is one particular thing, one particular message you want the Missouri legislature to get for 2017, what is it?
We are ready and willing as an organization to work together to solve transportation issues for the state, to improve the safety and reliability of this network and the safety of our citizens, and to improve economic conditions. We are an organization that it continues to look inward to make sure that we're effectively managing the resources that are afforded to us by the public, and we continue to do that. The organization itself, I think, is operating well, and we're always looking to get better. So we look forward to the session coming up.
After asking that question, I thought, well, maybe I should have included Governor-elect Greitens in that. But any additional comments as it would apply to what message you want him to get?
Well, again, I think that the transportation is one of those universal issues that when you get it, when you do it well, nobody notices. And when you don't do it well, everybody notices. So it's one of those areas that it's a very important area that really touches everybody's lives every day in the state. And we take the responsibility seriously, and we look forward to working with the new administration.